Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Larry Bluestein, Danny Garcia, we take you right into the top of the hour. It's hockey night here in South Florida as the Panthers will play against the New York Rangers. Hope you could hang in right there after our show and check that out. Thanks so much to... in our opening segment to Craig Halbert from ESPN talking about this week's huge activity starting today up in the Orlando area with the Under Armour game being played on Thursday, the 2nd, at Speck Martin Stadium in DeLand this year. As I said, they had to move it. People are using Camping World Stadium. People last week was University of Miami, obviously, and they have another game coming up on New Year's Day. And then, obviously, there was no Tropicana Field this year because of the fact that they had no roof anymore. But as we said, University of Miami finished things up 10-3 this year with a loss in the Pop-Tarts Bowl this past Saturday. Obviously, there's a lot to talk about when it comes to University of Miami from the standpoint of what's going to happen over the next couple of weeks, next couple of months, as far as the portal. Recruiting-wise, they've done a really, really good job for the class of 2025. Alex Dono covers the University of Miami year-round for Locked On Canes and other venues, including right here on 560 WQAM in our post-game show. He's kind enough to join us this evening. Alex, Happy New Year. Thanks so much for taking the time.
Hey, Blue, Happy New Year. Hope you've had happy holidays. And, yeah, I was at the Pop-Tarts Bowl, and I've eaten so many Pop-Tarts over the past week, and they had a bunch of them at the stadium. They had Pop-Tart ice cream sandwiches for the media at halftime. I enjoy a Pop-Tart, but I think I've had my fill for the rest of the year. And I don't mean the next 2 days. I mean, you know, maybe for the next 365 days. I've had so many.
I hear you. There's, and I mean, when you and I talked last week, I was saying that I tried something. Somebody had asked me, he says, "Why put two of those fudge Pop-Tarts in the toaster, take it out and put some ice cream on top of it." And I'll tell you what, that was pretty decent. Let's get to that game before we talk about what's going to happen over the next couple of weeks. A lot of people, you know, still taking their shots about Cam Ward not playing the second half and such. Listen, you know, it was an entertaining game for, you know, no matter what side you were at. There were a lot of points. You and I talked about how low we thought the point total was coming into the game. Talk about what you got out of that game, you know, as far as watching some of those players, you know, perform. We got a chance to see some young kids as well. Talk about that game. Okay, not as a UM grad, but just objectively, and talk about what you saw in that game.
Well, I mean, for any, you know, anyone who didn't have a horse in the race, it was a super entertaining game, Blue, especially the first half, because team, you know, there wasn't a whole lot of defense getting played. And, you know, if you were a fan of Miami or Iowa State, you were probably hoping for a few more stops in the game. But it was back and forth. You know, we got to see Cam Ward for one final time. And, you know, there's been some, I think, unnecessary controversy about him only playing for one half. But he lit it up, Blue, in that first half, 190 yards and three touchdowns, no interceptions. And we got to see a handful more of those plays that made Ward so special this year. So I'm thankful I got to watch him one final time in person and in a Miami Hurricanes uniform, because he's about to be a high NFL draft pick, as we all know. You know, somebody else on Miami's offense who absolutely lit it up, who just announced today that he is going pro, was Damian Martinez. You know, Martinez had probably his best game this season, and he's had some good ones with Miami. 14 carries for 179 yards and a touchdown, you know, as we expected. Iowa State had a lot of trouble tackling him. You know, you mentioned some of the other young players. I really enjoyed watching JoJo Trader, you know, get more PT than he's gotten at any point throughout the season, with Miami having receivers opting out and transferring out. I thought Josiah Trader played really well. He had that 40-yard touchdown catch where he made a great move on the DB, had a couple of contested catches in the game as well. Our guy Elijah Lofton, the true freshman tight end, had some big plays in the game. I think he's going to be somebody really special for next year. As far as the Ward controversy, and it's I was caught off guard by it. You know, I was not privy to the plan pregame, so don't, you know, I'm not going to claim that I had the inside information on it, but I think we all logically suspected that Ward probably wouldn't play the entire game, you know, given I felt like him even opting in for the game when he didn't have to was kind of the icing on the cake. And I thought at some point Cristobal would want to see Emery Williams play, which is exactly what ended up happening. And we did come to find out afterwards that it was a pre-agreement between Ward and Cristobal that he was only going to play for a half. I had actually heard after the fact that he even played a little bit longer than they had planned, that maybe it was just a first quarter thing. He ended up playing the entire half. And all this to say, I see, Blue, and I hear all these hot takes that national media guys are making. Oh, Ward quit on his teammates and all that. It's so ridiculous, and it's such a lazy hot take, Blue, and it lacks so much context, because anyone who's paid attention to what Ward has done in Miami for the past, you know, 11 and a half months that he's been down here in South Florida since he transferred last January, he has always been the consummate professional, one of the better teammates I've ever covered, and leaders. I mean, he's meant so much to that team, both on and off the field. The idea that he would just, like, oh, decide at halftime to quit on his team is ridiculous. And I, you know, if anything, maybe I wish that Miami offered a little bit more clarity, you know, right after the game, that this was something planned. But I also kind of sympathize with Mario Cristobal a little bit, because, you know, at the time when he gave the post-game presser, he probably didn't realize that was going to become such a hot take and such a controversy. So maybe the next time he's interviewed, he might want to offer more clarity on that, because I just feel bad that people are villainizing Ward when I don't think he did anything wrong. Like, this was a prearranged thing. You know, everybody would have completely understood if he opted out of the game completely. So people are making more of this than is there, in my opinion.
Much more, much more. Locked On Canes is where you find Alex Dono. Alex, I appreciate everything that you bring to the table. Let's talk a little bit about what we're going to look at over the next couple of weeks. NIL, some more recruits coming in, transfer portal. They were active last year. I don't see them not being active this year.
Yeah, I mean, they've already landed five players so far, you know, three of them being defensive backs, which we know is an area Miami just needs, because, you know, they didn't have a lot of depth this year, as we all know, to begin with, Blue, and they're losing some guys, so they need to fortify the defensive backfield. It's why they've added a couple cornerbacks and Charles Brantley, who's an experienced guy, one final year to come. A young cornerback, Emmanuel Carnley, who's 6'3". He's got a ton of length. He's coming out of Arizona State, while Brantley's coming out of Michigan State. And they've also added Zechariah Poyser, who's a really highly touted safety out of Jacksonville State. They've added a defensive tackle, David Blay from Louisiana Tech, who's a really explosive player, had 6.5 sacks this past year, and they've added a wide receiver, C.J. Daniels. I know Miami's also they're looking at centers. They're going to host a TCU center, James Brockermeyer, for a visit later this week. You know, that's Miami making transfer additions at center has been the thing for the past couple of years, and I think maybe you do that one more time this year. And then in 2026, I would imagine somebody like S.J. Olofi-Tuli might be ready to take over the starting role at that position. They've got a couple of other centers in the program as well that they could look at. And I'm also wondering, Blue, you and I have had this discussion so many times about quarterback, and I know that 30 minutes in the Pop-Tart Bowl should not entirely define his audition for that starting job next year. But as much as I like Emery Williams, I wasn't satisfied, you know, with that audition that he had. So again, that's just one piece to the puzzle, Blue. We all know that several hours of evaluation have gone through in practices and got a lot more practices to come. But I was expecting him to play a lot better in that game, and he really struggled. You know, maybe the play calling and the personnel didn't do him any favors. But yeah, I think that they maybe will explore the quarterback position. You know, there's a quarterback from South Dakota State who's highly rated, or North Dakota State, who just entered the transfer portal today, that they might take a look at. So I think they could use more still on the defensive side of the football, Blue, because, you know, I know Mario said it himself after the Pop-Tarts Bowl that the defense that we saw on the field this year did not meet the standard of Miami Hurricanes football. So that's something that they've got to fortify for next year. I think they're going to be in really good shape with the talent they have at receiver, at tight end. The offensive line is certainly going to be really good. I think they've got a good stable of running backs, but no matter who the quarterback is, whether it's Emery Williams, maybe even Luke Nickel in his first year, Judd, or somebody from outside the program, they obviously have to stabilize the quarterback spot as well.
Good stuff. Alex, let everybody know how you can follow. I know you're on many times during the week on Locked On Canes.
Yeah, thank you so much. I feel guilty because I love doing the show so much. I took today off from Locked On Canes, spending some time. I know, I feel terrible, but I will. For those listening to this live right now, and if you're listening to the podcast replay, you'll be able to catch this by now. I am doing an episode of Locked On ACC tonight, Monday night. Me and Kenton Gibbs from Locked On Wolfpack, we're going to talk about the Cam Ward controversy. We're going to talk about how bad the ACC has been in bowl games and playoff games so far. So we will have a new Locked On ACC later on tonight, and I will be back on Locked On Canes tomorrow.
Good stuff. Alex, have a great new year. We'll talk soon, and I always look forward to coming on with you.
Thanks, Blue. I appreciate you. Have a great night.
You too. Alex Dono, obviously everybody knows Alex, does an outstanding job here no matter what he does on this radio station, and certainly a huge resource when it comes to the University of Miami. He's on that thing every day.